From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. U.S. forces have killed Haji Iman, an Islamic State finance minister, who was also responsible for the terrorist group's external affairs. U.S. Secretary of Defense Ash Carter said Friday that Iman's death is a big blow to the Islamic State group.
The removal of this ISIL leader will hamper the organization's ability to conduct operations both inside and outside of Iraq and Syria.
Carter would not say whether Iman was killed in Iraq or Syria. He also would not say whether the Islamic State leader was killed in a raid or by an airstrike. The defense secretary also announced that Abu Sara, an Islamic State leader charged with paying fighters in Iraq, was targeted by U.S. forces this week. Belgian prosecutors say three people have been detained in a counterterrorism operation in Brussels, prompted by Thursday's arrest of a suspect in the Paris area. The Belgian prosecutor's office confirmed in a statement that Friday's arrests were conducted in three districts of the capital. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry met with Belgium's Prime Minister Charles Michel Friday and assured him of U.S. support in the wake of Tuesday's attacks.
Our mission to defeat and destroy Daesh is not going to be accomplished overnight. It's going to take some time and patience and persistence. It will require resources and commitment and cooperation across many cultures and beliefs, and the recognition that this is, in fact, truly a global challenge.
Kerry also laid a wreath at the Brussels airport, one of two sites rocked by bombings that left more than 30 people dead. For more, visit our website. This is VOA News.